exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and love. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you. Something for everyone. Set a course for adventure. Your mind on a new romance and love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's love.
That the company has assigned a trainee for me to break in.
And you're worried about how you look for a trainee?
Well, it's up to me to set a good example for her.
Oh, it's a her.
Her? Does my shirt look okay?
Hey, what about my top? What about my hair? Casual,
okay, but... Okay, you guys, cut it out. She's here to learn the business, not get it. Oh. Now behave yourselves.
Behave yourselves, Victor.
Starting right now. Miss McCoy?
Connie Evans?
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Ah, well, Yeoman Purser Smith, at your service.
Isaac Washington, chief barman.
I'm Dr. Adam Bricker, the ship's physician. If you have any questions about your body...
Doc! It's really nice to meet you all. Connie, don't let these clowns scare you. The rest of the crew is normal.
Oh, Connie, believe me, we're the only ones worth knowing. Rest of the crew is strictly chopped liver.
And on behalf of all of us chopped liver, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Captain Steubing.
I'm just leaving.
Nice to meet you.
My offer still holds.
Okay. It's an honor to meet you, sir. I've heard so much about you.
Why, thank you. I'm delighted to have you with us. I'm sure you'll learn a great deal from Miss McCoy.
Oh, you don't know how grateful I am for this opportunity. Julie is supposed to be the best cruise director afloat.
Well, I don't know about the best, but then who am I to judge? I think I better start cruise directing.
Yes, carry on. Carry on.
Everybody is so nice. I'd give anything to have your job. Oh, on another boat, I mean.
Well, we start with passengers. And as they come on, just make sure that they know what their room number is.
Who's next, please?
Here I am, Derwood Moss.
I was next.
Madam, please.
I was here first. Maisie Nolan. Miss Maisie Nolan?
Right. Miss Nolan, you're in cabin F-135 Fiesta Deck. Then Mr. Moss?
Yes.
You're right next door.
Thank you very much. Age before beauty, Miss Nolan.
I believe you have that wrong. It's pearls before swine.
Ah, what's so funny?
Practically neighbors. I grew up in Forest Grove.
You're kidding. You hear that, sweetheart?
Oh, I really miss that place. My parents grew up there, and their parents before them.
Well, sounds like a perfect place to raise kids.
Perfect.
Do you have any kids? Excuse me.
Sharon.
Did I see something wrong?
Our little boy, yeah. He was 8 years old. Excuse me.
Well, how are you gonna know? Now, don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Well, you must be a good student if Julie left you on your own already.
Well, actually, Julie had to go apologize to one of the passengers. Something she said upset them.
No? That's not like her.
Well,
Even the best make mistakes sometimes.
What's Connie Evans' cabin number? I tell you why, I gotta know, because what if she has some sort of attack in the middle of the night?
Doc, the only way she's going to have an attack in the middle of the night is if I give you her number.
Come on,
Doc. Doc, please, I'm busy. I'm short one passenger. Theodore Dennison, Jr.
I'm Theodore Dennison, Jr.
Well, Mr. D, welcome aboard. Listen, you better tell your folks to hurry up or they're not going to make it.
Nah, see?
Please.
Folks aren't trying to make it. They're back in Stockton. But it's okay. Hey, look, I've got permission.
What does it say?
Theodore paid for his cruise out of his newspaper money, and he is old enough to travel alone. Signed, Mom.
Look, son, I think we're going to have to talk to your parents about this. What's your phone number?
I forgot.
Well, what's your father's first name?
I forgot.
It's obviously Theodore, since his name is Theodore Dennison, Jr.
I forgot. But you can't call Stockton now because the phone won't work till the ship's out of port.
I forgot. Excuse me.
Just a moment. Yeah. Right back.
Take time.
Tell him he don't take passengers under 4'3".
You can't leave a kid his age stranded in Los Angeles.
You can't leave a kid my age stranded in Los Angeles. I'd argue more, but we're sailing.
Well, Mr. D, allow me to show you to your cabin, sir.
All right.
Okay, Maisie, where did you put my shorts?
You crazy, yelling about your shorts in the middle of a hall? If anybody finds out we're married, you're going to blow the whole idea.
Well, separate vacations wasn't my idea.
Oh, some separate vacations? You took the cabin right next door. Believe me, this is not what the marriage counselor had in mind.
Ah, that guy was a waste of money. Look, Maisie, you know I love you.
Oh, well, you sure never tell me anymore.
I just told you. Remember me tall guy with glasses standing right here?
Very funny, very funny. Oh, it's not the same. Oh, you used to be so romantic. Remember, Derwood? You remember when you used to call me long distance in the middle of the night?
Well, the rates were cheaper after 11.
You really know how to win a woman's heart, Derwood.
Oh, Maisie, come on, sweetheart. Now, listen.
No, Derwood.
What's
cut it out. You can't come here hoping to make up now. I want someone to say I'm wonderful and pretty and desirable and... Well, if my own husband can't make me feel that way, then I'm just going to find somebody who can.
Oh, yeah? Well, lots of luck. There's only 600 people on this ship.
Oh, but all I need is one.
Okay, Miss Nolan, that's all you wanted. Those are the rules. But remember, two can play at that game.
Your shorts are in the side pocket next to your denture cream.
So, what made you select our particular ship for your trip, Mr. Dennison?
Well, I heard the food was good, you know?
You must have heard right. That's your fourth hot dog.
Richard, I'm sorry about today. You know, boarding the ship.
Forget it.
I just want you to know I appreciate you not mentioning it all day.
Well, what can I say? I'm a perfect husband. And you're a perfect wife. Let's have a perfect dinner.
And a perfect evening.
Perfect.
Hi. Hi, honey. I'm Maisie Nolan. Would you happen to know where table 9 is?
Yes, I would. It's right over here.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, you're in for some very pleasant company.
I see what you mean.
Evening.
Evening.
Oh, now I see it. No, I don't.
Hello, Miss Maisie Nolan. May I present Mr.
Jack Plymouth.
Hi, how are you? Nice to see you.
My pleasure.
And Mr.
Durwood Moss.
Swell.
Well, how about I just leave you folks to get acquainted?
Aw, thanks, honey.
Thank
you. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. Plymouth. Mr. Plymouth, yes. What do you do, Mr. Plymouth?
I'm in life insurance.
Oh, that's absolutely fascinating.
Yes. Mortality tables really liven up an evening.
I don't think Mr. Moss wants to hear about it.
Oh, well, Mr. Moss can just,
Number 9.
Well, it could be any number you want.
Oh, then I'd like it to be 9.
Good. Just as...
This is my very first cruise on the sea. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Barbie.
I'm Ken. I mean, Durwood. Oh, don't mind them. They're insurance freaks. Now, why don't you tell me the story of your life?
My life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Or any life you might want to tell me about.
Oh, if you're a doctor, then how come you don't work in a hospital?
Well, everyone at the hospital ate an apple a day. Mm-hmm. And that's what kept me away.
Well, I'm sorry. That migraine's starting again.
Sharon, you've got to stop this.
You can't run every time you hear a little boy laugh.
Richard, please.
No. Sharon, we start now.
If we don't, we never will.
Evening, sir.
Any clues on our mystery boy?
No, it's still a mystery.
I can't reach his parents. Stockton police don't know anything. And he sure ain't talking.
Oh, see, that's because I have good table manners, yeah. I never talk with my mouth full.
Maybe we better try his parents again.
Right. Excuse me?
All right, Julie, sit here.
Excuse me, please.
You okay?
Yes, thank you.
About that dress you're almost wearing.
You don't like it?
Well, I picked up Survivors at Sea with more on. Just a change.
Oh, I didn't want to wear this, but Julie thought it would make a good impression. Well, don't tell her I told you. Listen, I'm sure she meant well.
Change it. Oh, Jack, Jack, you can't mean that. We just met.
Believe me. I see you as the one person in this room who deserves the benefits of our convertible retirement income plan.
Oh, Jack, the things you say.
And then when I was 3, I ate my first zucchini. My mother grew it in our own backyard. It gave me these terrible bumps all over my body.
Here you go. 2 tequila sunrises.
Thank you.
I was telling you all about my body, and you weren't interested.
Oh, I am interested, believe me.
Yes.
I believe him. Just trying to help.
You're very special to me.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. What?
I said you're very special to me. But I won't tell you why.
Oh, why don't you go ahead and tell me?
All right. Because you remind me of my father.
You shouldn't have told me.
Oh, Jack, I'm having the most wonderful evening. Oh, I could listen to your sweet talk forever.
Let him go, Sharon. Sharon, no more.
Can't.
No more. Terry is gone. Don't do this to yourself. To us. We knew when he was born. The doctors told us 2 years at the most. But we were blessed. We had him for 8 glorious years. We have to be thankful for that.
Thankful? Why him? Why us?
No one knows those things, baby. We can't stop living. That's a terrible thing to do to Terry's memory. We can't destroy the only thing we have left of him.
Oh, Richard. How does it make sense to get hurt so much for loving so much? Oh, Richard.
I don't know, baby. I don't know. Guess nobody does.
Yeah. Oh, I better get us unpacked. Half of the stuff is still in the bags.
Yeah, I'll help.
No, I want you to get out of here and give me some room.
Okay. I'll have a drink.
Okay.
I love you, Sharon.
Don't stop. Oh, God, please don't stop. Rich. Oh.
He should be in his room, sir.
Well, I just want to let him know what's happening.
Mr. Dennison.
Hey.
Just the man I'm looking for.
Mr. D, you are in a lot of trouble. You remember the captain?
Hey, yeah, what's happening, man?
Yes, well, we finally reached your parents, and, well, they've been chasing around all night trying to find you. Theodore, you got them worried sick.
I mean, they're not worried about me. They're worried about themselves. They fight. They talking about getting a divorce. And look, I figure if they're splitting, I'm splitting.
Mr. Dennison, you're a pretty gutsy guy, but...
We think you should know that your parents plan on meeting the ship in Puerto Vallarta, and they want to take you back home with them.
Hey, look, I got no home. When do we get to this Puerto place?
Day after tomorrow.
Well, maybe by then I have a home. I'll see y'all guys later, man. Be cool.
Cool? Be cool.
I'm telling you, Julie, that's what she told the captain, that you said for her to wear that dress.
Well, you must have heard wrong. Why would Connie tell a lie like that?
Because she couldn't think of anything better.
We just met.
But, Maisie, I'm offering you something I couldn't offer anybody else.
Jack, I'm sorry, but I really don't need a homeowner's policy. Well, don't rush me. A woman needs time.
But my policy is...
Honesty. Honesty is the best policy. And I honestly don't think I can go through with this. Not on our first date.
Oh,
suffer. Well, I'm glad you heard what went on. It's obvious that Jack's crazy about me. I had to fight to keep him out of my cabin.
Are you kidding? He was trying to sell the insurance in the middle of the night. Let's face it, nothing's happening there and nothing is going to.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Well, you'll just tune in tomorrow night and you'll hear something that'll make your ears drop off.
Excuse me, mister. Could I please come in?
Come in.
Thanks. It almost got me.
Who?
A kind of King Kong thing with fins.
A nightmare?
Is it okay if I sit down? Just for a minute.
Sure.
I'm, Theodore from next door.
Where are your parents, Theodore?
I don't have any. I'm alone.
Who's taking care of you?
I can take care of myself. I can handle anything except nightmares.
Okay. You can stay here with us till you feel better.
That may be a while. I'm a slow healer.
Why don't I order some milk? It's great for nightmares.
I already had the nightmare. But how about some hot chocolate?
Okay.
When I had parents, you know, like before, and I had bad dreams, my mother, she used to let me get in bed with her. Come on.
You're gonna be just fine. That old monster wouldn't dare come after you here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell you because it's a secret.
What's a secret?
Connie and me. I told you not to ask me. You know I can't keep a secret.
Connie and you, that's funny, because last night in the moonlight, it was Connie and me.
Oh, you poor gullible fool.
Me?
I'll tell you who's gullible. You. That girl's only after one thing, your job. And she'll use anybody to try and get it.
Come to think of it, she did ask me if you had a long-term contract.
Honestly, you guys, and they say women are suspicious.
See, you're a Tom Collins. You are a gin and tonic. And you are a zombie. But nothing personal.
Thanks.
Well, I didn't know they made orthopedic bathing suits.
Well, listen to the sex pot. No sex in all pot.
I'd love to stand here and watch the sun dry you out, but Barbie and I have plans. First, a little fiesta, and then a little siesta, if you know what that means.
Oh, sure. One drink, and you're out cold.
Hey, good morning, Theodore.
Say what?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Well, would you adopt me? I'm a nice kid, affectionate. And I work hard, and I had a paper route ever since I was six. And, and I'm gonna grow up taller.
Theodore,
I'd be perfect for your kids to play with. That is your son, the picture in the room.
Theodore.
It's okay. Theodore,
My son died.
Oh.
Yeah. Then we'd be perfect for each other. Well, seeing as how you're kind of like orphans, too.
You look beautiful.
Well, you're looking pretty good yourself. You know, Theodore thinks you are very together.
Listen, hon, about Theodore...
Isn't he something? Can you imagine a kid with his background, one orphanage after another, he still turned out great. Hey, Richard, with the advantages we could give
him... Sharon, he has parents.
Oh, he does not.
I spoke to the captain today. He ran away from home. His parents are coming to pick him up in Puerto Vallarta.
I see. And who paid for his cabin on this ship?
He did, with his newspaper route money.
That's ridiculous. He just told everybody that story because he doesn't want them to know the truth. Richard, nobody wants him. He told me. His uncle in Mexico paid for the trip. Theodore is being forced on him because he happens to be a relative. He's going to be taken off this ship to live the rest of his childhood with a man who doesn't give a damn about him.
Sweetheart, even if that were true, which I doubt, we couldn't do anything about it.
Can we just see what happens in Puerto Vallarta? Please.
Okay.
Thank you. Mwah! Guess who's coming to dinner?
Hey, guys, what do you think of my idea for the captain's cocktail party? Wild West night. We'll get all the crew and all the passengers and everybody dress up in Western clothes. And we'll have the waiters wear big old handlebar mustaches and big cowboy hats. And oh, and we'll serve mugs of beer and red eye. And we'll just all sit around and sing all those old Western songs. What do you think?
I think that's terrific. Good evening, all.
Good evening, sir.
Miss Evans has just told me about a wonderful idea she has for my farewell cocktail party. A Wild West night.
No kidding. Hey, guys, I'll bet the waiters can wear cowboy hats and handlebar mustaches.
And we can serve beer in mugs and red eye.
And sing all the old-fashioned Western songs?
Darn tootin'.
Well, I see she's already told you.
How did you ever think of it? Just came to me.
Then, since this is Miss Evans' own idea, I think we should let her handle all of it.
I was just about to make that very same suggestion.
Good. Shall we?
Yes. How about that?
Yeah. And I thought you said it was your idea.
Open the door. Theodore, we're going to talk to your uncle. We're going to try and work something out. Come on.
No way, man. It never take me a lot.
I have tried everything. He won't come out.
Well, it's kind of academic now. Nobody showed up to claim him.
Nobody?
Sorry.
Theodore, you got us. Hey!
Yes, Mrs. Dennison, I understand. Now, will you still be able to make connections? Mm-hmm. That's good. Believe me, he's getting along just fine. Yes, there's a young couple on board who are spending a lot of time with her. Now, I understand. Now, so we'll see you in Mazatlan. Good. And don't worry, he's getting along just fine.
Yeah!
Watch out for the sharks.
Whoa! Here you go. Well, did you like that, Mrs. Baker?
I thought that was terrific.
You're probably going to be the next Olympics.
Next Olympics?
Yeah.
Mrs. Baker... Well, it's an awful lot of words. Well, is it okay if I call you Mom? Just for the trip.
Sure, it's okay.
May I come in?
Of course.
I just wanted to be sure that everything was all right for the party tonight.
Down to the last detail. I just happened to come across your notes in the office.
How could you miss them? They were in the back of the third drawer under a box of tissues. At any rate, if you need help, I'm available.
You know I am after your job, and yet here you are offering to make my party a success. Why?
It has nothing to do with you. I have a responsibility to this ship and to Captain Steubing.
That is very conscientious of you. But I don't think you're going to have that burden on your shoulders much longer. Captain and I are becoming very close. Did you see these? Tonight is only the beginning, Merrill. Did he ever send you flowers?
Many times.
No.
When I had the flu, when I broke my leg.
Not exactly the same thing, is it? Hello?
Did you get my roses?
Oh, it's you. Hello. Yes. Yes, they are beautiful.
She buys it.
Please, call me Merrill.
Call me a cab.
Well, if you insist, Merrill.
I'd like you to do something for me, Miss Evans.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have a very important guest at the party tonight, a Mr. Humbertson. I'd like you to give him some special attention, if you know what I mean.
What kind of special attention did you have in mind? The only person in here that looks like a real cowboy.
Who are you, Billy the Kid?
Billy the Kid? Nah. Ain't you over here, Black Bar?
Is the head on this here beer?
Oh, the only head I want is blonde and mounted on a wall.
Oh, like me, Julie. It's a wonderful party.
Well, you looky here. Why is she wearing that dress? She knows Captain Steubing hates it.
Maybe he asked her to wear it.
Yeah, maybe he phoned her and said,
wear the low-cut gown. It really turns me on.
He could have said love.
You didn't.
You ought to hear my John Wayne. That's not it, of course.
Evening, ma'am.
I've taken a lot of cruises in my time, Captain, but you run the tightest ship I've ever been on.
Why, thank you, Mr. Humbertson. I've got a great crew.
Hi, darling.
Miss Evans. This is our assistant cruise director.
How do you do?
You must be Mr. Humbertson. You are every bit as cute as Merle said you were. Why don't we take a little stroll around the deck?
Not right now, thank you.
Well, why don't we have a little dance? I think they're playing our song.
Miss Evans, we have no song.
And when I stroll on deck, I usually stroll with my wife. Oh, excuse us. Dorothy.
Excuse us, Mr. Hobbitson. This has been a terrible mistake.
What happened, Merrill?
This way, Miss Evans.
But this was Julie's fault, all of it.
Then consider yourself lucky, Miss Evans. After you leave the ship tomorrow, you won't have to work with her anymore.
I'm fired?
Exactly. Yes, come in.
Captain, there's something I think you should know. Connie was sandbagged.
I beg your pardon?
Someone on the crew imitated your voice, sir, and set Connie up so that she'd embarrass herself tonight at your party. They did it to protect me. They knew she was after my job.
Your job?
Yes, sir.
Well, this girl isn't qualified to do half your job. Sandbagged or not, you should have had more common sense than to throw yourself at a passenger. Good night, Miss Evans. Goodbye.
I don't understand you. I have pulled every trick in the book to make you look bad. Why'd you stick up for me? Because I think you have potential. You just need to stop scheming and start working. It's never been easy for me to say I'm sorry. But I am. I really am. And I deserve everything the crew did to me tonight. I have a lot to learn. Yes, you do.
Oh, excuse me. I was looking for...
Ah. There you are. My wife went to sleep. Could we take that stroll on the deck now?
Well, I used you a little bit of that stuff.
Well, you finally invited me to your cabin. I was afraid you were going to be a gentleman for the whole trip.
Worries are over, my dear. Don't worry about a thing. Let's get this key in the old lock here. Let's see. What the heck's the matter with this thing? It doesn't seem to work.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Moss.
Oh, I'm sorry, wrong room. I was a little preoccupied. It's kind of hard to concentrate with Barbie around.
Dear, you say the cutest thing.
Well, sorry to disturb your sleep, Miss Nolan.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm not ready for bed. Yet.
Who is it, Maisie, baby?
Oh, it's just... Oh, Mr. Moss, honey. Let's boogie.
Get in here.
You're a very sexy man, Durwood. You just need the right girl to turn you on.
Oh, well, you do. You do.
I don't know. You don't act like it.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just all that terrible music coming from the next cabin. It's destroying the mood. Oh, you'd think people would have a little consideration.
You just don't like me.
Are you kidding? I do, I do. If only they'd turn off that darn... they turned it off. They turned it off.
Oh, good.
Would you like a drink?
I could use one.
Okay, what would you like?
Well, how about that creme de menthe?
That's aftershave.
Oh, whatever.
That doesn't matter.
What are you doing with that glass?
This is the way you test fine crystal. Isn't that fine?
Oh, Maisie, it takes a real woman like you to take my mind off the rat race. I haven't said floater or double indemnity all night.
Jack, no, really, please, I'm sorry, but I can't go through with it, not with my husband next door.
That's your husband? In the next cabin? With that blonde? And I'm in here with you? call me a prude lady, but I want no part of a kinky scene like this.
Bye, Jack. Sleep well?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I hardly got awake all night. No hurry getting dressed. I'll see you on deck.
No one in there, huh?
Nothing happened in there either, right? I was so jealous of you and that guy.
Oh, and all I kept thinking about was you and that Barbie.
Nah. Maisie. I love you.
You do?
Yes, very much. And from now on, I'm going to tell you so often you're going to get sick of hearing about it.
Oh, dear Wood.
Incidentally, you came on this cruise for romance, right? Well, I'm going to see to it that you don't go home empty-handed.
Your place or mine?
Yours. And then mine. And then yours. And then mine and then yours.
I don't know what's with him today. I mean, it seems like he's got something on his mind, but he didn't want to talk about it.
We need to talk, too, Sharon, about Theodore.
Oh, Richard. If you're going to tell me again how his parents missed the plane to Puerto Vallarta, I really... Okay. Okay, we're in Mazatlan now. Do you see any parents? There's the steward with our lunch.
Hello, Richard. Sharon. Mr. and Mrs. Dennison. They're Theodore's parents.
Pretty too.
Hello. Please come in.
Mr. and Mrs. Dennison, I'd like you to meet the Bakers. They've been very nice to your son.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You've been very kind.
Go away. I don't know who they are. I swear I don't.
Theodore, don't you think you've hurt your mother enough?
She's not my mother. Not anymore. You don't want me. Neither one of you do.
Hey, Theodore, stop it.
Baby, listen. We've got ourselves together. And we know you heard us fighting. And that's why you ran away. We love you. Come back home. Please.
No. It's too late. Got somebody now.
About my son and how he went away.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know what that's like for the parents. They can't sleep at night because they lie awake thinking about their lost little boy. And, well, every time they...
Every time they turn around, they see his face. And every time they hear a child laugh, they hear him laugh. And they wish that he'd come back again so they'd have somebody to love. So they could tell him just once more how much they love him. Now, I want you to go with your folks because they need you. Hey, they need you. Hey, stop it. Honey, they can't make it without you. You go on.
Be a cruise director in 6 easy lessons.
No. A refresher course in how to become a human being.
You're gonna be fine.
Thank you. Bye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, go on. The best vacation I've had my whole life.
Oh, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Miss Nolan.
Mrs. Moss, say it again.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Again.
I love you.
It's funny, I don't remember giving them a blood test.
If we're going to share a cab, we better hurry before they're all taken.
Yeah, just a minute. Now, Captain, about that insurance.
Now, I told you, Mr. Plymouth, I don't need any more life insurance.
Accident?
I have it.
Health?
That, too.
Theft?
Well, not really. Whenever I dock the ship, I always take the key out of the ignition.
I hope I see you again. You know, Barbie, I'd really like to handle your policies.
Oh! Oh, you know, we never did get a chance to talk about the old hometown.
I'll tell you what. We'll do it when you move back home to raise your family.
Well, that'll probably be a while.
No, Julie, you have to hurry. See, our kid's gonna need someone to play with. I never did want to adopt, but you know how women are. I've got this crazy idea that kids are kids.
Everything.
You can't tell a woman anything these days. I'm bad.
Good luck.
Bye.